Let's begin with our word of prayer and get ready to worship together this morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the opportunity we have to come together in the freedom of this country to worship you, to study your word, to fellowship together, fulfill our purpose. Father, we pray that all that was going on this morning will be glorifying to Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's cover a few things in regard to our prayer. First of all, let me tell you about Bill Risley. First thing you need to know about Bill is, well, he's a missionary. Unbelievable. The very best, really, understanding of missionary that I've ever heard of. And when they decided they were going to go into the ministry, they moved to Mexico, and they do their ministry in the families, in the ages, and the poverty of the people that they worship. And secondly, prayer warrior. He is an unbelievable prayer warrior. And since his wonderful wife has gone home, he's become even a stronger prayer warrior, if that's even possible, because he would start every morning about 5 in the morning, get up for anybody who was up, and go into prayer. He now enjoys in their area, get up and go out and pray and walk. Just get outside, get some walking and prayer. He was out praying and walking, and a big dog attacked. It was severe. It did damage on his legs that is going to hopefully give full recovery, so you'll have to be in prayer for that. But I'm so sorry. I have to tell you about my friend John Henson Mee. Our comment on this together was, see, getting in prayer gets you in trouble. And that's our view. But he's just an unbelievable prayer warrior. Please be in prayer for Bill Risley at this time. And pray for healing in his leg and just healing in his life. So please help him out. Now, Ben. Last Monday, Ben had to go into the Air Force, and I asked his dad how he was doing. Not a word. He doesn't say hello to us. He doesn't speak to us. He's not allowed to. So please be in prayer for Ben. Be in prayer for Nick. He's having a rough week, and will continue to have one probably through his whole life. I asked him, I said, how about me just going into prayer that heals? God would heal him, move him on. And he said, well, my response is that'd be great, but he'll probably have it all his life. So please be in prayer for Ben, get ready for Nick, get ready for school, and for his healing. So please be in prayer for Nick. Now, any other prayer requests that I'm not aware of? Yes. Oh, is any other prayer request? All right. Did you have one about your family, hon?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Please, it did get mentioned at the first service that Jay and his family are en route to Florida on a vacation, and it's about a 12-hour trip, so please be in prayer for Jerry Mercy's there and back, because it doesn't look like good weather, and that's just a long trip.
Okay. We'll be in prayer. Now,
excuse me one second. She went back on chemo?
Yes, and my niece is still on chemo, so it's progressing kind of the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
You know, she's doing okay. She just has the week, you know, gets tired like anyone who's on chemo.
Okay, how's Mackenzie doing?
She's doing great. They got moved into their apartment-ish. There's a lot of stuff in our house. We'll be for a while, I'm sure. But they are doing great. We saw them this week, and their little puppy was sick. She did get a job.
Wow.
She is going to be working in Plano at the elementary school that she went to, that they went to school at.
Good. Very good.
Fourth grade.
Good.
So that'll be in August. I don't even think she's got her mind thoughts on that yet. So they're just enjoying their time together before the football season kicks in.
Yeah, right. And you're getting ready for going back to college? And when do you have to go? August 15th. Wow. All right. We'll be in prayer for you as you go away. And who's with you?
This is Zay, my boyfriend.
Hey, how you doing? Glad to meet you, young man. Okay, any other? Yes.
There's a young man that was at camp with us, Elijah Salvador.
Elijah.
And he busted up his knee, had surgery this week. He busted up his knee plank after the flag at camp. Had surgery this week, and surgery went well, according to what we know. Please be in prayer for his speedy recovery, that it will actually strengthen his knee. He had this issue before. They were able to put some additional ligaments into his knee this time to hopefully strengthen that so he won't have future problems. But please be in prayer for him on that. And then
before I had my problem, I love to go there, but is this the one that was always there every year, Elijah?
Yes. Elijah, he's been there several years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I like him, yeah. All right, good.
All his other kids. Yeah.
All right, yes, sir.
That God will help me in my ongoing battle, actually the third wave of skunks in my yard.
You're under your own prayer on that note.
I want some help here.
I thought you were going to ask for prayer for your birthday.
No, I want these skunks gone. I need some help. Skunks.
Have they attacked? Have they left their mark on you?
No, but last night we got whacked by two of the dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a constant battle, and I'm going to rise to the occasion. Maybe bloody, but I'm going to rise to the occasion.
We will be in prayer for your skunks.
Thank you.
I guess we pray against them, not for them.
That is correct.
Yes, all right. You sure are right on a prayer. All right?
So Tuesday I go in and find out the results of an MRI that I had. Well, I had an MRI, and they saw something on the MRI for my back. I've been having a lot of back issues. And so we had to go in and do a CT scan to check out if there's a bone island. They just want to make sure it's not a tumor or something. But I definitely have a pinched nerve. I have some bulging discs, a lot of that going on. And so just pray that, and I really feel confident that it's not anything, but they just got to go find out. So I'll get those results on Tuesday.
All right. Now, when is that this week?
Tuesday.
Okay. And under that same principle, please be in prayer for my wife. She's going to have to find out what's going on with her and the same type of doctor look. So please be in prayer. Let's see. Phil, what about the prayer, the young lady who we've been in prayer for?
Maria is still on the ventilator, and I haven't heard an update, just that she's still on the ventilator.
Okay. Yeah. And Pat?
And she is still in Indianapolis. The tricky part's getting her back home without delays.
So we want to pray for the airline.
Not only their function, but that they don't upset Patricia. It'll be better for everybody on the plane. On Wednesday.
Wednesday. All right. Any other prayer requests? All right. This morning. First of all, let's talk about getting things done in this assembly. Wednesday, Phil did a tremendously great prayer or a study, and it was for every one of you, talking about coming to church. We need to get people back into church, worshiping God together. And he covered a great number, about seven things, didn't you?
Yes.
And I highly recommend you listen to the message, but pray and then come to church and worship with us. I think a lot of people just gotten into a habit just not coming to church and got excuses. Well, I might get some COVID-19, or I might get this, might get that, and all this kind of excuses. And but now I got to go to my club, and I got to go to the fine place to eat. I got to go here, and I got to go there. But I can't come to church. I'm sorry. And I thought that Phil just did a great job Wednesday night in this whole understanding of getting back and worshiping with one another and fulfilling the plan of God in one another. If things were to continue, I could see that we would not even have that privilege here in America. So let's take advantage of it, get back together, worship together, and fulfill our purpose together. Now, that adds things we've got to get done. We've got our internet, got camp getting ready for next year, and the things that we get done, got to send an offering to Bill Risley on his ill. So we just got some things we need to be an offering in our life. So let's prepare ourselves for the offertory with prayer. First of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the privilege and the freedom, enjoyment we have to take money from other things and give them to you. Fulfill your plan, young people, in the outreach, the internet. So, Father, we pray now that you'll receive the offerings we're about to give. You'll fulfill your purpose in our ministry, in this assembly. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen. I wish that I could sing. I could sing now, but I'm not even good at hymning. So. I can hymn like Hank Williams Sr., but outside of that, can't do it. Okay. This morning, wonderful, important message. Chris Daigh is going to come now and give us a report of the camp with the young people. Chris, it's yours.
Okay, sounds good. All right, good morning, everybody. So first of all, I get the pleasure of standing up here before you to give the report. But I'm going to ask a lot of folks to come up, and you guys are on the hook for that too, by the way, and you're on the hook. And so there's folks in the room, they're going to come up and speak, because one thing I've found out over the 11 years, this was our 11th camp. The one thing I figured out over the 11 years of doing this is people get tired of hearing me talk. So we're going to do a couple of things here if I can get my... Where have I gone here? Well, I wanted to cover. There we go. I got to get my notes. So the camp was amazing. I'm going to have other folks tell you a lot about it, the things that we learned. But I do want to point out that the amount of work that goes into camp is large. There's a lot of work. It's, as Pastor Maddox just said, we're already making plans for next year. We're already talking to the facility on when we can get on the calendar, and that's the beginning of it, right? And so literally on Friday of the last day of camp, we were talking to the director about when we're going to have it next year. And so it starts all over again. And but all the efforts, all the energy, nothing that we do in the name of the Lord and in the power of the Spirit goes without a return. And I think this year, as we speak to the things that went on at camp, you're going to see some of the returns that we actually see. And I'm saying returns because we got a lot of investors in the room, right? We got folks in the back that are going, "Yeah, show me the money." But I'm gonna hopefully we can show you the return that the Lord has given us as staff members. We don't actually have any campers in here today, but we have staff that will be speaking to the blessing that it is for us. And so we're going to start in prayer here, and then we'll go through several things. We'll show you some pictures, sing a song here. This will be a worship time as well as a report on camp. So if you'll pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, and we praise you, and we thank you, and we love you. You are amazing. You are the eternal rock that we can place all of our hope on. Father, you are the one who gives us peace. You are the one that gives us the strength to be able to move forward. You're the one that gives us the motivation and the encouragement to serve. And Father, we just ask that these things we talk about today, this recap of the efforts and the things that you've had us do, will just be glorifying to you. And Father, we lift these young people up to you. We lift these staff up to you. And Father, we lift this congregation up to you and the support that they have given for this camp. And Father, we pray that the message that we put out last week and the opportunities that we had, the one-on-one conversations, the gospel that was presented, the baptisms that were completed, Father, we just pray that those things will just be an amazing encouragement to others. And Father, that they'll glorify your Son and His name throughout the world. Father, we thank you for who you are and what you do for us every day. In Christ's name, amen. And so, I know I'm going to ask Phil to come up here in a second to talk a little bit about the teaching that we did this year. But I wanted to start with what our camp verse was this year. And our camp verse was 2 Corinthians 1:20. And actually, if y'all have your Bibles, go ahead and open. Because one of the things that we love to do, in fact, we don't just love, we do it every single time, is when we start quoting passages from the Bible, we have the kids open to it so they can see it. And we do that, and we tell them, and we reinforce it over and over and over again. If you're sitting in a congregation, or you're sitting with somebody, and they give you some passage that they just rattle off to you, you ask them to show it to you in the Bible. Because how many times is the Bible quoted way out of context, or God helps those who help themselves? It says it in the Bible. No, it doesn't. And so, 2 Corinthians 1:20, for every one of God's promises is yes in Christ. Therefore, through Him, we also say amen to the glory of God. Yes and amen. It's on our shirts. And it was so funny because we asked the kids to tell us what the passage was multiple times throughout the week. We're like, okay, what's the passage? What's the verse we're dealing with this year? What's the main? And they wouldn't say 2 Corinthians 1:20. They would say yes and amen, yes and amen. I'm like, okay, yeah, they got the gist of it. And now let's open your Bibles and read the rest of it, right? And so we enjoyed doing a lot of that. But we're going to start just as if we are in a worship. I mean, just as if we are in a normal Bible class. We are going to start with a song here, and let me see if I can get this thing to work. You guys are going to have to deal with me. I'm going to have y'all stand, and this is a little livelier than we're used to in our congregation. So, can you imagine if we only sang the hymns that we sing in this congregation at camp? We'd never have anybody come back. But anyway, just teasing. We love those. They just usually put them to a... We do actually sing some of those, but they put them to a little faster beat. So if you guys would join me in singing Happy Day, let's see if we can get it to work. If I can get out of the way here.
Bill so we can, I mean Mike, so we can sing this.
All right. And so the topic this year
was... Are you mute?
No, sorry. Yeah, I do it too, Pastor.
The topic this year is the promises of God. I say is because the promises of God, He's faithful forever and ever to fulfill those promises. So I've asked Phil if he would come up for just a couple of minutes here, and I didn't give him any heads up. He was one of our teachers, so he's going to have to do it from memory. And recognizing that I find this opportunity that I can't remember what I had for breakfast, I won't ask Phil to go too much detail since I didn't give him a heads up that I was going to ask him to do it. But if you'd come up for just a couple minutes and let us know what the teaching was all about this year, if you would.
Let's just watch the computer. We've got enough technology problems.
Without me tripping over.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, I did get the pleasure of teaching a few classes at camp. Man, this camp is brought to you by God's Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. The work of all these people in that camp is considerable, and to give you just one idea of how God the Holy Spirit weaves this team together to make a whole thing is I was doing the class on the first day on life, the promise of life in Christ, and we had live music at camp, and they did a little worship time before I got up to speak about the promise of life in Christ. And I never met the band, didn't know anything about the guy that taught the that sang the song or anything. The first class that they did the song was about running out of the grave and embracing the life that we have in Christ. And that's the kind of little thing that God the Holy Spirit just does throughout this camp, you know. And Lori, you put this book together, right? She does this for every camp that we do, and this thing is phenomenal. It's the verses that she's put in there, and it's devotion. It's something for them to do after the camp together. It's a phenomenal book, and she does this in every one of our camps. The small group teaching that everybody did, I listened in on a couple of those. God the Holy Spirit had a cohesive message from a dozen different people. It's really a phenomenal thing to see His work. So the camp theme was life, liberty, and... Yes, sir.
Can we get a copy of the members of this assembly?
There are a few back on the table right now. And
we'll send it to PDF so you can pull it down
to
it.
Oh, yeah, we have the PDF of it. Yeah, yeah. And so it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, tied to our 4th of July celebration that was just the weekend after camp. And I taught the first day on the life we have in Christ, the promise of life in Christ. And the second day, Fassel taught on the liberty. And the third day I came back and taught on the joy we have in Christ, the pursuit of happiness. And let's see, I use predominantly 2 Peter to talk about the life that we have in Christ. Those of you who were here last Sunday for the 4th of July special, I recycled that and made a class for grown-ups out of it. So you got a lot of that teaching when you came to class on the 4th of July. The third day when I went back, I taught on the joy that we have in Christ, I recycled part of that this morning in the first class. So I'm not going to tell you the other passages I taught because I might need them next Sunday. Now the level of engagement from young people is really just phenomenal. They pay attention. They ask great questions. They asked great questions. I was teaching the younger kids in the first class the first day, and they were asking me, theologic the idea behind theological terms we have like heathenism and things like that. They were asking questions about that. Like, what about somebody that's on isolated and never heard about Jesus? Can they be saved? They asked me that question. They asked me about various works and conditions that people put on salvation. They asked me tough questions about those kind of things. And so they weren't just sitting there bored listening to me for an hour. They were engaged. They were asking questions. I was asking them questions. And it's really such an enjoyable time to get to teach these young people. Often I try not to, tax their attention span and go on for a long time, but I went over both classes because they were asking me questions and wanting more information. Okay. So when you give them a chance to engage and they come back with you, and you're going to find out you have too much material prepared and not enough answers for them. but they do great. They do great in listening and paying attention and asking good questions. The main objective for me, we have this context of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I give the gospel every time I speak, at least once, if not twice. But past that, my objective is to give these young guys a commitment to their salvation that they want to live in their daily lives. And we saw that was fulfilled in the baptisms that we saw on the last night. We saw that was fulfilled by the number of kids that came back to camp that had been there before. And we saw how that is fulfilled in our wonderful counselors, that these guys went to camp since they were little, or some of them, and some just through high school, but that they have established in them a love of Christ and a desire to help give that to other people. And that's the biggest impact that we have from camp. We maybe save a few souls, but that we get people out there perpetuating the gospel in the world to people that their own age. That's the greatest thing that this camp does. And we can't spend enough money or do enough to support this part of the ministry of our church because of that very reason. Tyrus talks to you in a little bit. He tells you guys a little more about the ongoing ministry that God is doing through him and helping other people stay connected to the Word. It just blows me away that you do that and that you've helped so many people establish their trust in the Word of God and not some work system or other things that are profit out there in the name of the Bible. So if you want to know exactly what we taught the first night, listen to Friday's class. If you want to go over the Hebrews passage I did in the second class, listen to this morning's class. And stop by in the future and you might hear more of it, okay? All right. So that's any questions or anything else about the teaching? Okay? All right.
Thank you, Phil. We're very blessed to have, abundance of teachers, that people that want to step up and teach. And Phil has been doing this for many years now, between our spring retreats and now into our summer camps as well. So thank you for that, your faithfulness in teaching these young people. As Phil mentioned, Lori put this together, and she will minimize the effort. But I will tell you, it's a lot of effort, but it is a ministry that she has in being able to write these things and put this together for the kids, and they can take these home. And the conversation that we have all the time is, man, do we really need 37 pages? Because we got to print all these, right? And then we got to take them to the kids. But the fact is that it I'm going to let her come up and tell about it, some of this stuff, but the amount of scripture that is in this, and the intent is if one of these kids takes it home and puts it on their dining room table, or one of these kids takes it home and puts it on their end table, or their, and just sets it around their room and mom and dad pick it up, this is a ministry that's more than just to these kids. A lot of families have come to know Christ through their kids. So personal note on that, not on that, personal note, yesterday was my beautiful bride's birthday, so happy birthday. And the day before was our 27th anniversary. So I just said that in the middle of this because I could. So I'm going to call Lori up for a second and let her talk to the small group teaching.
Hold on, I got glasses. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How are y'all doing? This feels really weird. Okay. So I got to help put together small group teaching and get that ready for camp. This little book is a tool. It's a companion book to the book, God's Word, and that's what we're there to teach, and that's what we want the kids to leave knowing is just the truth of God's Word, and to always be growing in it and to growing in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that was our goal. If it just sits, it's no good unless somebody picks it up and teaches it and shares it. And we had 20 counselors this week that were all brand new young staff pretty much across the board. Last year were campers themselves, stepped into that role. Every one of our counselors have been campers just in the last couple of years. We also had 8 people on our activities staff that were also young staff and were also small group teachers. So like Phil said, it's just incredible that these guys are picking up in their generation in a time that is very hard to stand firm in their faith, and they are doing that. And it is incredible encouragement and inspiration to us to see you guys and just how you serve those kids and share the Word of God. So I just want to tell you briefly what it is. Phil covered off on our life and freedom and joy in Christ. And then what we did in small group was we took Luke 24. That was our chapter for the week that we did with the small group. And every year we try to take an account from the Bible. For some of these kids, this is the only week of the whole year they're in the Bible. For some of these kids, they did not grow up learning about Jonah and the whale and Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve, and this is the only time they get it. So along with our big group teaching, we always try in small group to teach them an account of the Bible. They can go home and they can just have some of that meat that Herman's been talking about. We need past the milk, we need the meat. So Luke 24 is Jesus has been crucified on the cross, and now Mary runs to the tomb and the tomb is empty. And we talked about from the first day, we rejoice in that, right? But that's not how all the disciples responded right away. Some of them were sad, and some of them were confused, and some of them, even though Jesus told them this is what's going to happen, they didn't understand. So we started with that and just saying, you know, how do you think you would have felt if you got to the tomb and it was empty? You know, would you have felt confused? Would you have been sad? How many times do we in our circumstances forget God's promises and look at the circumstances and stay there in depression and sadness and anger and frustration? So that's kind of where we started. But where we went to was in Luke 24, on the road to Emmaus, the two disciples. If you haven't read this in a while, go back and read it because it's absolutely incredible. The two disciples are walking to the road to Emmaus, and Jesus is walking next to them, and they're being kept from recognizing him. But all along on this way, Jesus is explaining how all of the scripture from the law, the prophets, and all through the Old Testament are about himself. And so we talked with the kids about that. Is it a surprise to you that all of the Bible is about Jesus Christ? Because it is. And we know that with Herman's teaching, right, and all the years in this church. But a lot of those kids don't know that. A lot of those kids are learning that those are two different gods. A lot of kids are learning that the Old Testament is not important. And we know that it is. So this was just a beautiful, beautiful time. Like Phil said, the Holy Spirit was just guiding us and teaching those kids that all of God's Word is about Jesus Christ. All of it is pointing to his coming, to his dying on the cross for us, and for the resurrection. And then we see when the disciples recognize Jesus Christ and realize he has been resurrected, that is our hope. That is our life in Christ, and that is our freedom in Christ, and that is our joy in Christ. So I don't want to go any more in that, but that is what we really focused on with the kids. I just want to read this two verses right here. Luke 24, 31 and 32. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he disappeared from their sight. And they said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road and explaining the scriptures to us? And that was our prayer for the week, that the kids and our hearts would burn to hear God's word and the truth of Jesus Christ. So that's what we focused on. We took one day where everyone got to go pick a rock, and we said that started because of our budget this year. Hey, we can afford rocks. We're going to take rocks to camp. How beautiful was that, though, that God takes such simple things? Because Jesus is the rock. He's the rock that we're to build all of our life on, and he is the yes to all of God's promises. So on one side, on every rock is God's promises, 2 Corinthians 1:20. And on the other side, we just have many different promises that were written. This one says comfort. They might say strength or victory or freedom or life or joy. And so the kids got to pick one that they would take home. And we said at the beginning, is this a good idea to give 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys a rock? You know, hold on to, because we have all boys and we know what our boys did with rocks. But Josh, one of our new graduates from Oklahoma that was a counselor, he said, I love the rock. You know, you see, Josh was just loving the rock. He's like, I see this thing ending up in a dresser drawer or something, you know, in like 5 years, this kid's going to college and he pulls, what's this rock, you know, and he sees God's promises and he's reminded, but it's something so simple, you know, and staff too, to just take a rock. So maybe when you guys see a rock, you know, just remember Jesus Christ is the rock and he is the yes to all the promises. And then our last day together in small group, we just had the chance to make little devotion books. And this is actually Chris's that Lauren O'Neill, our crafts, amazing crafts person, helped him put together a little bit, a lot. But the kids just had a chance. We took 30 different promises, and Fassel taught the kids there are over 8,000 promises in the Word of God that he tells us all yes in Christ. We just took 30 of them for these little books. And just however they could cut out the promises and just one scripture that or two that has to do with that promise so they could take it home. And if they wanted to every day of each month, they could flip through and just see a promise that God has given them. So this is God's promises with our verse. You see Lauren's little decorative things here. Eternal life, 1 John 5:11 through 13, God's promise. Freedom, Galatians 5:1, 2 Corinthians 3:17 with the verses written out. Y'all can tell Chris didn't do this right. Lauren did this for him. But, he will give you strength, God's promise, Philippians 4:13. So just they were able to take that home with them, so just a little tangible thing. Okay. It's good? Okay. So they had a chance to make a book, and a lot of them didn't get to finish, but they were able to take those things home to do. But again, just watching these guys, small group time, and then the counselors with the devotions in the evenings, they would reiterate what they were learning in big group. They would talk again about sometimes just those really hard questions. The devotions, right, counselors, were sometimes the times that those kids really open up and talk about hard things they're going through at home, or how do I deal with this at school. And after about 2 days, we just, like every year, you see the walls start coming down, and you just see these kids. And that was our prayer, right? You know, that the walls would crumble, that God would just bring those walls down and let them be totally open and their hearts soft to the Word of God. And we totally got to see that. So just a blessing to be able to work with these kids, and just with all of the staff, just continues to be a highlight of my year. So very thankful. Thank you.
All right. Got to stay on task here. So, on the note of before we jump into, I'll come back to that in a minute. I would like to take a minute to have the. We don't have any campers here, but y'all have seen over the years we continue to add the faces. One of the things that we sometimes maybe get challenged with in here, in this room, is seeing the fruit of what's being produced in this outreach and ministry. And it can be challenging. It can. Why aren't they coming to Spring Valley Bible Church? Why aren't they showing up? Why aren't they bringing their parents? Why? And you know, God works everything together for good for those who love Him. And we may not always see the fruit that is being produced. We may not always see what's happening in these kids' lives. In fact, I can tell you that there's a big chunk of these kids that walk away from the truth the minute they go to college, or the minute they get back to camp, or back from camp, or the minute. But the fact is that the seeds are planted, and it's not ours to grow those seeds. It's ours to take the opportunity that God gives us to plant those seeds. It's His to grow the seeds. And I love, we talk often about Grady, big giant Grady, you know, the Risley ministry. And he had a conversation with his dad when he was going into the prison ministries, and he's like, you know, I just can't save these guys. And his dad stopped him. Bill Risley stopped him and said, hold it. You can't save anybody. It's not yours to save. Who is the one who saves? It's God's to save. It's yours to be there and do what God asks you to do. So when we get discouraged because there's not a room full of kids flooding into Spring Valley Bible Church, just know that it's not ours to save. It's ours to plant the seeds. And the seeds are being planted. And so I would like to take a couple minutes because we don't have campers here, but I'd like to take some of our younger staff. I won't call them young staff because they're getting older now and they're acting mature and they're not kids anymore and they take on huge responsibilities. Y'all, these young staff that have been campers and worked their way into now being staff, they are the front lines. They are the ones having the one-on-one conversations with these kids. They're the ones that are the campers, they think they walk on water. In fact, sometimes we got to, you know, push back a little bit and go, oh, they're not perfect. But they are the ones that are sitting down with these young kids and having one-on-one conversations about the gospel. And they're the ones that are counseling. And that counselor position through the Holy Spirit is incredibly important. So Zane, Ryan, Tyrus, would you guys come up for a second and just tell them one thing that was something that you thought was just amazing that happened to you this week, if you would. Come on. Yeah, if you guys want to use, I'll go on mute. I'll give you guys this.
Ryan, you want to go first?
Oh.
Come on, you got to be behind because there's people on the internet who, you know, all 2,700 people that are out there.
Okay. So I'm Ryan, if you didn't know me. this is my first year being a counselor, and there was how many of us new counselors? 12?
There were 12 new.
12 new counselors, and they were all people who I've been a camper with for I don't even know how long. So it was just really awesome to see like all my friends being like counselors this year, and I actually got to be a counselor with two of my other friends, Lauren and Alexis, who I've been friends with forever. And so that was really cool. And we had the 8th and 9th grade girls, which was a very tough age. And I don't think we realized, well, okay, I'm not going to lie. The day before camp, we were like, did we realize that we have like 8th and 9th grade girls and how we were when we were in 8th and 9th grade? So we were kind of mentally prepared for that. But the first day we got there, our campers started getting there, and we all looked at each other and we were like, okay, so this is how it's going to be this week. But it ended up being amazing. We did have two campers go home, and that was really difficult for our other campers because they were like, did we do something? And we were like, no, like, it's God's plan. Like, it's okay. And they were there for, I think one of our campers was there for a whole day. One of them was there for half a day, maybe. So they did hear the gospel, which was awesome, and it was just great to be counseling with my friends. And then also Lauren and her whole family got baptized at camp this year. So that was really awesome because they've never had it easy as a family. So it was just really awesome to get to see all of them as a family get to be baptized this year. So that was probably my favorite memory from camp.
Hi, so for those who don't know me, my name's Zane. As Ms. Dake said, I was a first-year counselor, and actually last year was my first year as a camper, so that was an interesting experience to be able to just do a complete 180 and go into counseling. But I had the 8th and 9th grade boys, so like Ryan said, very interesting age group. I mean, we've all seen where we were at and how us kids were when we were that age, so It was cool to be able to see them grow throughout the week. They started off kind of pushing back a little bit. You know, a lot of them in my cabin had come from the same school, so they were all in the same friend group, and they knew each other, so it wasn't like having to meet new people. So that aided in them resisting a little bit, and we had one camper that actually was his first year as a camper, and he didn't know anybody, and he'd really wanted to go home, but we'd asked him and just kept talking with him to try to stick it out 1-2 days, and at the end of the second day, pushing into the morning of Wednesday, he was all for it, 100% in, had the biggest smile across his face the whole time. It was amazing to see him turn around like that. But as far as the biggest impact, I would say, I know for my cabin last year, the 12th grade guys, you know, we would be doing devotions in small groups and big groups, and none of us would really be asking questions. But seeing the 8th and 9th graders just asking questions the whole week, over and over, and trying to learn more, and like Mr. Phil said, you know, they were asking all these questions that I'd never even thought of, which blew me away, and it was just amazing to be able to see them grow throughout the week and progress as young men as they're transitioning to going into high school and getting more mature, and it was just amazing to see God's plan work through them. And yeah, I'd say that was my biggest impact from the week. So,
all right, hello, I'm Tyrus. This is my 4th year at camp, 3rd year as staff. So Zane, I'll say, be careful; they'll pull you in to do a lot of work. But this year, I got to run activities, which was fun. I did that with Ben, and I did a lot of the planning with our team. We had, what did we say, 8 people on the team at camp. It turned into like 10 because the hype team really jumped in, and we were able to mesh really well. But our planning started back in like January. You know, got really heavy once we got back home from school. And, you know, we were just planning everything, every detail. I can't tell you how many documents we had of, oh, you know, we're going to use this red ball for this game at this time and all this stuff. And then we get out there on the first day, and it's pouring rain as soon as campers step on. And so I'm like, oh, what are we doing? You know, where are we moving all these games? And so it was super stressful that first day. But as much planning as we did, you know, it still worked out the way I was supposed to. All the campers still had a great time with all the activities. We only had one hair. One girl's hair was ruined for a day. But that was okay. It was just... Oh, okay. Don't tell me that. Pancake mix and hair don't mix well together. I'll just say that. But, but Mr. Phil did bring up the YouTube channel that, you know, Ben and I worked on a lot last year during COVID. Unfortunately, during the school year, it just gets harder to work with, right? We go to 2 separate schools, and there's not a lot of time. But I will say, the church I go to in Lubbock has a new youth pastor that I'm really good friends with. I know him really well. I have a good relationship there. So I have a feeling he's going to ask me to teach a couple nights throughout the year, and my hope is that we're able to record those, and we can get those edited and put onto our YouTube channel, just so throughout the school year, we can still have lessons go out to whoever's able to watch them, right? Ben and I talk about, we're like, we're not getting 1,000 views, we're not getting 100 views, but we're getting views on those videos, and if someone's looking for it, it's out there for them to find, which is awesome. Yes.
What's the YouTube channel?
It's just Liberty Youth Ministries on YouTube and Instagram. That's, you can find us there. But, yeah, that's, yes. Oh, yes, I did small group teaching, which I did talk a little bit last week, but that was fun again. 2 years ago, I wouldn't have thought I was doing that. Now I was able to lead that. Mr. Ward helps me a lot. And I was working with the 12th grade boys, so there was a lot of engagement there, but also just questions that I was like, I don't know the answer to that. And Mr. Ward was like, well, you know, it kind of gets into this. And then he was like, but we're not going to go off on that tangent, because if you know him, he'll talk about 30 minutes about something. So he was trying to save our time. But yeah, it was a good time at camp this year.
Thank you, sir. Awesome. Thanks, y'all. Did I turn this off? Nope, I didn't know. A lot of us get to be part of the planning, and we get to ultimately be at camp and get to see it all come to fruition and be a part of that. There are several that spend many, 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 many hours of planning and work outside of camp to help us get that done. Terry and Leslie specifically, and they don't come to camp. to be counselors. So they sometimes don't get to see the fruit or the culmination of all of their efforts. But so I want to call them out specifically because the amount of hours they put into helping us get this done, we couldn't do it. There's no way. I mean, the amount of administration that goes into running a camp is huge because of the laws and the, especially in COVID, and you got to have this background check and you got to have this training and you got to do these things and check this box, and it's a lot of work, and Leslie and Terry do a brunt of that administrative work for us and all the communications, and Leslie, thank you for being full of grace in the amount of communications that we change and send out, so thank you for that. I'm talking directly to you because I know you're on. She's on watching, and we laugh about the fact, some laugh, some scream, but about the fact that we, the amount of communications that need to go out to even get the parents to come to pick their kids up at the end is incredible. Yeah, we have to send emails and texts and Instagrams and 7 different communications to remind the parents to pick their kids up on Friday morning. And but they do, most of them. And then we have lost and found. I used to think that was for clothes. Now it's for kids, too. But Leslie and Terry, thank you for that. But I wanted to also point out, we have staff that's come in from Oklahoma now. We have staff that's come in from Mississippi. We have staff that has come in from Houston, Plano, Wiley, Arizona, right with Fassel. And we're going to show something here real quick. But I wanted to take 1 minute, and I know we're running out of time, but I want to take, not 1 minute, you can take as much time as you want, but I'd like Brian and Larry, who have been partners with Lori and I and Terry and Leslie for the last 11 years, actually, so people can see you, would you guys just take a minute and tell what it meant to you this year? And, I mean, it wasn't like you guys didn't have anything going on coming into camp, right?
Yes, we had a little bit going on in our family. Come over, my dear. I think for us this year, we're Brian and Larry Wise, and have been doing this for 11 years. It's been the joy of our throughout the year as we've done the youth groups at our home. I think we didn't have a lot of time to give this year leading into camp. So for us, watching these young people step up and truly just take this thing on with such a passion and joy starting in January was not just a relief, but the watching the Holy Spirit work in them was exactly what God wanted us to do. He wanted us to step back and let them take over. And seeing it all come together, the cohesiveness that you pointed out, Phil, was beyond anything we could have expected. I mean, from silly things like what the shirt says to how the theme days, which we have, when we started this maybe 5 years ago, we decided, oh, let's add some themes for fun. And we didn't even think about the fact like, oh, maybe the theme should tie in with the spiritual theme. I mean, like when we first thought of it, it was just like, let's make it fun. And now it's everything is so intertwined together. The message is given before they ever get to camp throughout every single day, 3 or 4 times a day, until they go home. We were at a graduation party yesterday, to your point about, you know, this doesn't do any good just sitting. This was on the display of the things that were important to this child as one of the, you know, memorabilia pieces. So it's not just being tossed aside. These things will be spread. These kids are going out. The 8 of these new counselors, moment of bragging, came from our home. I mean, from our community. I mean, I personally taught them since they were in third grade. And God has, for whatever reason, used us and our home and our family to build them up to this place. They're all going to completely different colleges. None of them are going to the same place. I say that because your prayers are being fulfilled in them, and now they're going out into completely different, not just colleges, states. From Hawaii to Colorado to Arizona to Kansas, every single one of them are going someplace else. I think that we're not going to stop here. They will continue. Our doors will still be open.
Yes.
God will continue to use this ministry. So thank you for your support. Thank you for trusting us to use your money well and not being disappointed, as Chris said, that you don't see them here. You have nothing to be disappointed about.
I mean, the only thing I'll add, we were at the graduation party for actually one of the girls who comes to youth group and stuff yesterday, or their twins, that was a counselor this year. And one of the parents was there. His son was a counselor there. And he was talking about how, I don't know when they moved to Texas, but since they moved to Texas, they've never been churched. So the only church that their kids get is when they come to the youth group on Wednesday and come to camp. And so he just, you know, thanking us and stuff. But still, he gets it, and hopefully, you know, that they'll take that and run it. The parents will, the opportunity just to grow, you know, as a family with the church and stuff.
Tell them just a second about that same situation, because their son wasn't getting to play the sport that they thought that he was capable of playing.
I'll let you know.
Okay. So he was on a sports team, but he wasn't getting to play. And they were feeling like, okay, this has been a bummer of a season for you. You're a senior. This is not, you know, it didn't turn out the way you wanted. And they get to the banquet that they have at the end of the year. And somebody stands up and points out, gives a shout out to their son. Because every day of the season, he has texted spiritual verses and encouraging words and why they should, not a translation, if you will, but this is the verse of the day and this is what you should do with it. Every single day, this kid did this while he was on the team. And his dad realized.
His dad had no idea.
Not only did he not have an idea, but he said, he learned from it himself. He said, God was using my kid in a way that he wanted to use him. It wasn't about us in the way we wanted. So, again, it's not just the kids. It's not just the parents. It's who they're touching and how God's using them. So, that's a great story.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. There's lots of stories, y'all. And I'm going to just jump to a video here. Hopefully I have the right one. Oh, hold on. Technology, give me a second.
We'll hum.
Yeah, Pastor Maddox, would you start humming for us, please? Let me get this one.
Hello, Spring Valley Bible Church.
Hello. Greetings from Oklahoma. We are Eric and Ray Ward, and I am Lori Daig's sister, and we have been coming to Liberty Youth Camp for over 10 years now, since 2011, and all three of our kids get to come with us each year, and that has just truly been a blessing, and we're very thankful for all of you there.
I just want to encourage Spring Valley Bible Church and the outreach ministry that they have through Liberty Youth Ministries and Liberty Youth Camp. And just what a blessing that has been to so many people. And just thinking about Chris and Lori Daig and Brian and Larry Wise, just as y'all have opened up your homes and done youth ministry in your neighborhoods, just how awesome that has been in outreach and bringing so many people to camp where the goal of spreading the gospel one child at a time has occurred. So just much encouragement to Spring Valley for this ministry that has blessed so many people.
So for the last 3 years, Eric and I have been able to be what's been called head counselors and really having the privilege to be in a supporting role to the young men and women who have a desire to grow in leadership and serving the younger campers there and serving the camp as a whole and serving the ministry as a whole. And what a joy for us to get to see that and just getting to share and the growing of their faith and growing in their desire to know the Lord and to serve Him by serving one another. We're just very grateful.
Yes. We want to leave you all with a couple of scriptures that have been with us before camp and through camp. So, Ray?
I just wanted to share 2 Thessalonians 3:5. It says, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. That we would just keep doing what He's called us to do and trusting that that the effects of that will be beyond what we can see or know here in this life.
And Isaiah 26:3-4 says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." Thank you, Spring Valley. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's kind of fun to, it's not kind of fun, it's really fun to get to do these things and serve with your family, whether that's your family and your church family or your family in your actual family. What a blessing it is. I have one more video for us, and then I'm going to play some pictures with some music at the end so you guys can watch at your leisure here. But I want to...
Hey, y'all. This is Special Time, your favorite time. I have a privilege to recap what happened at Liberty Youth Camp. I can't even describe in words, but I will try my best. From worship to top management, and everything is so blessed to see how God is working at Liberty Youth Camp. My favorite recap of the camp, watching camper becoming a counselor and becoming a future leaders. And you all know who you are. And thank you very much for your service, for your dedication and devotion. What you have done that going to echo for eternity. You are changing life at Liberty Youth Camp every year. Me and my wife looking forward to see you guys again. God bless you, y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, it is such a joy to have so many people here. And I think, I'm trying to do this and talk at the same time. This is hard. I think you guys are hearing a theme. We came to you all as a congregation, I don't know, a couple months ago, and we said, hey, we've got 39 campers and 47 staff. And I went, and oh, by the way, we don't charge the staff. We charge them $25 for a T-shirt, basically, and they get room and board, and but they're charged full price. So we pay full price for every person that's there, and it's $168 per person just to go. That doesn't include all the things we add to it with T-shirts and activities and other things, right? But that includes the camper. I mean, that includes the staff, and we don't charge the staff because we want them to keep coming back. And you get a bunch of college kids, and you ask them to pay $250 to come be a counselor at camp, they're going to be like, not it. like, you give me the $250, I'll be glad to be there. Right? $250 is a lot of money to a college kid. And so you all do that through your support financially. You cover the cost of all of these staff. And we've had a lot of conversations around, hey, do we need to tell some of these staff we don't need you. We can go lean. Y'all, it would hurt a lot if we had to cut 10% or 20% of our staff, but we could do it. The Lord would make it happen. But the ministry isn't just to the campers. As you can hear over and over and over and over again, the ministry is to every single person that is there. Whether that's from planning the thing we start today and go through next year, every single thing that we do is a ministry. Whether it's our relationships with Larry and Brian and Terry and Leslie and y'all, there are times where that is an entertaining and stressful relationships, but the Lord helps us through those things, right? Because there's a lot going on, and that goes on through the year. And then we bring in the likes of Tyrus and the activities team in January, and these guys, they're stressed, right? They're trying to do work, and they see that the Lord will provide. And all of these things that we put out into this camp, ooh, good catch. All the things we put out into this camp, it returns. And it returns to us individually as blessings of watching these kids, and it returns to you as a corporate body within this church. Because this is our ministry, y'all. This is the group that our mission is to spread the gospel to the world one child at a time. And every single one of these children who are now adults, who are going off into different places across the United States, some across the world, some into the military, they know the gospel. And that's the way the gospel gets spread to the world one child at a time, and that's our mission. And so we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your financial support. We thank you for all that you do to help us make this happen. But we thank the Lord for being honored and privileged to be a part of this. And I hope you all feel the same way, even though we don't have a room full of kids. We do have a room full of kids. They're all there on the wall. But they don't necessarily show up and fill the seats. And financially, it doesn't really matter if they fill the seats anyway. A bunch of college kids, they can't put anything in the offering. I'm teasing about that. They can put a lot into the offering, and it may not be money, but they put a lot into what we do. So I'm going to close with that, and I'm going to play some music. This is, and see if we can flip through some slides here so you guys can get a feel for camp. If you have a potluck lunch that starts at noon, feel free to opt out and walk out. That's fine. But if you guys want to see what's going on here, we'll show you some pictures. So, let's see. I'm going to have to do this manually because Google Photos is hard. Watch this. Don't look at me.
Hey, y'all. This is...
Ooh. You guys know him. You don't know him. Hey, that's the young man we're praying for on his knee. Elijah, the guy in the middle. There's the hair. Thank you. If you'll pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time today to recap an amazing week, an amazing year with these young people. Father, we just pray for each one of these people that have been involved, from a staff, admin, from prayer warriors, financial support. Pray for these campers. Father, we just pray that the work that has been done through your Spirit, all the challenges, all the fun, all the excitement, all the disappointments and all the pleasures, Father, the things that you have put us through this year and taken us through, given us the strength to do, Father, we lift all these things up to you. We pray that they will be glorifying to your Son. We pray, Father, that you will take each one of these young people, put them into the world, and let them never forget that you, in all of the promises that you have given to each one of us, are yes in Christ. Father, we thank you for this time. We ask for your strength and endurance to do it again. Father, we ask that you, for your guidance in all the things that we do. In Christ's name, amen.